911, what is your emergency?
Yeah, I'm in a police helicopter. This is actually on Waterman Peak.
Okay. Waterman Peak and what?
I don't know. I'm a consultant, but you should know. Waterman Peak, Silverbell Mountain.
Okay.
And it's injuries and we're crashing the helicopter.
Okay, we're going to get you some help started, okay? Just give me one
All
second.
Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Don't hang up, sir. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name? Police agency are you with?
What police agency?
Sheriff.
Canal County?
Call sign.
Now survey. Call sign.
Is this survey one?
What? Survey three.
Okay. Hold on for me, okay? We're getting some help started.
Okay.
Okay. How many injuries are there, sir? How many people were in there?
Well, there's four people in the copter and probably four people injured, probably one seriously, maybe two seriously. At least one seriously.
Okay. Can you tell me the deputy's names that are injured so we can get that information?
The deputy, he's a radio communication guy. He doesn't work for the police.
Lauren
is the pilot.
Lauren, male or female?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, and...
He went to the sheriff.
And he's a man?
He's your man, yeah.
Okay. How many, what kind of injuries are they having, sir?
I don't know, I got a broken wrist at least. One guy falled out of the copter, the other guy might have internal injuries.
Okay.
Broken leg, I can't tell.
Does anybody have GPS with them?
I need your help.
Yeah, okay, she's got me on the phone here.
Does anyone have GPS so we can get a better location?
I have a GPS, but I got to dig it out.
Okay, go ahead and do that. I understand they need your help, but we need to know where you are.
They want me to give them a GPS. They want me to give them a GPS reading. I got that one if I can find it. We're getting a GPS reading now.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay, GPS reading, it'll be faster. We're getting...
Did you guys just crash? You didn't crash into anything, just the ground?
No, it started now. Hold on, here's the coordinate. 32? 20, 7, 111, 10, 57.
Okay. And that's off your personal GPS?
That's off the pilot's GPS.
The pilot's GPS? Okay.
Yeah, the personal.
Is anybody unconscious?
One guy's gone in and out. It might be better if Larry stays in until emergency comes. You could do more damage trying to move, Larry. Right now, the cops are stable. It's not going to fall over.
Can't talk to me right now? Okay. Okay. Can you, I know that this seems minute. I have help to you. I've had help to you on the way the whole time that we've been talking, okay? We've got an ambulance on the way to you and everything like that.
Right.
But I need to know the names of the people that are in the plane. I have your name. Where does he work? Anyone else in the helicopter?
Anyone what?
Anyone else there? Okay.
101,
you gotta get somebody here to stabilize you.
Yeah, we've got medical help on the way, and the GPS coordinates are gonna help us get to you sooner, so that's good that we got those. Okay, how are everybody else's injuries? I understand you have a possible broken wrist.
I don't know, I'm sitting in the back seat. I can't really see them. I'm scared to move because I think the helicopter will fall over the cliff.
Oh, so you guys are on a cliff?
Yeah, we're on the side of it. You know, 200-foot cliff here.
Okay. Is anybody else still?
I'm going to be the Pioneer 4 or something.
Okay.
You got the 4 in there,
I do. everybody else inside the helicopter still?
No, two guys are outside.
And, okay, who is out? Do you know?
Pilot's unconscious.
Pilot is unconscious.
Okay.
And you're a surveyor, you said, sir?
I'm a radio.
You're a passenger?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. A radio what?
Radio. I'm a radio engineer. We're looking at radio sites.
Radio engineer, okay. What company do you work for, Edwin?
I work for AECON.
AECON? Okay. Okay, you're doing really good, okay? I know you're probably in a lot of pain. We've got help coming to you.
I'm personally not in a lot of pain. I'm real concerned that somebody doesn't get here, the helicopter's going to slide over the edge.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor, I can't.
Of course, I'm not asking you to make any kind of medical determination, sir.
Right.
Do you guys know a trail number? Oh, tail number, I'm sorry. What's your tail number?
What's our end number? The tail number?
Our phone number is 134.
We've got it.
Sheriff's helicopter, just check which one that took off in last half an hour.
The what, sir? The what? I can't hear you.
It's the sheriff helicopter. Just check which one took off in the last half an hour, and that'll be the one.
Okay, so unknown tail number.
Yes, we got a couple, but I have to check for it.
So we guys took off from Tucson Airport?
Right. Right near Millionaire there.
Okay, we're going to call them and get up your tail number. Okay, do you guys, let me see here. What kind of a cliff are you on? Is it super high up? I mean, how far up do you think you are? Good approximation?
It's pretty high up.
Okay.
It looks to me like if we went over the edge, it's just going to pick you up.
Okay. It's still up,
please. I'd like to get on a 50-minute mission. They've got Larry Sayers. I'll send these in from the 50-minute employees. I've got a radio.
All right, just bear with me.
The ELT is going to constantly tell me what the ELT I was saying.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I believe our emergency locator transmitter is going off, so they should be able to home in on that.
Okay.
I think we should stay put so the cops are stable.
Yes, about 30 minutes ago they took off from TIA. Is that the beeping? Is the emergency beacon?
I believe so, yeah.
The helicopter, is it smoking, anything like that?
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
But who knows? The biggest issue is, like I say, with...
Of course, on the cliff, I understand that. Do you feel, I know it's a dumb question, but do you guys feel stable in the helicopter? Is that why you're not moving?
My opinion is we're better off right now for somebody to come.
I'm concerned if I try and climb out, I'm going to tip the copter over the side.
Okay, well then I don't want you to do that, sir. Don't do that.
I'm not
just a fan helicopter.
Okay, I didn't know what you want there, but... Hey, Larry, we're on a cliff, I think...
Is Larry trying to climb out?
No, they're just thinking. They're on the same foot, or else we're going to go over the side.
Yeah, please stay put. That's the last thing we need is anything else tragic to happen, sir. If you guys feel safe doing that, then that's your best bet.
Well, I think so.
Okay, we've got a medical helicopter launched to you, okay?
Okay, hold on. Medical helicopter is launched to you, Larry.
And search and rescue is starting as well.
Search and rescue is coming too.
I'm going to do my best to keep you on the phone, okay, so that we can keep abreast of what's going on out there.
Okay.
And I know that seems difficult for you to keep talking. I understand if you need to take a break or pause or anything like
yeah,
that, okay?
I'm fine. You don't have to keep telling me that.
Okay.
So long as this helicopter don't move, I'm fine.
Okay, good. You're very calm. I'm impressed. You're doing a great job. Please let me know if anybody's status starts to change, sir, or if you see smoke or anything like that, okay?
Right. Do me a favor. I don't know if you need any information. Do not call anybody at 80s.com until we know something for sure.
Yeah.
People getting excited.
My communications manager is in here with me.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell her not to call people, but, I mean, we're going to do our best to keep it, you know, everybody contained.
I don't want them calling my wife yet. I'm going to need an interview.
No, we won't call your wife, sir. Nobody's going to call your wife. Absolutely not.
My wife has cardiac issues and a good sender.
Okay, no. I understand your concern. All we're doing is notifying our people here, our chain of command, so that we have all the right people plugged in and on the ball.
Okay, fine.
That's all. We're not calling your wife or anything like that.
Okay, fine. That's good.
I can't get a visual on where you're at, so what do you see from where you are?
Oh, boy. You know, it's tough because we're like one-third from the top of the mountain and about two-thirds down, and I don't live in this area, so...
Okay.
You know, all I can tell you, it all looks like the same Arizona to me.
Right. No, I understand that for sure. Are you still there with me?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
If this helicopter doesn't move, I'm fine.
Okay, good. All right. How's everybody doing right now?
Well, it's hard to say. I can't really see them. There's some blood and stuff, you know. Hey, Larry, you still there?
Larry's still awake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to hear your voice. I know everybody's still here. Yeah, they're still here. They're just waiting. I'm not sure where Paul Van Dyke is, but he climbed out of the
helicopter. He climbed out of the helicopter?
Yeah, he climbed out.
Okay.
He's out in front of the
helicopter. Okay. Just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
How's your battery life on your phone?
Yeah, it's right. I charged it up. Hold on a second. That little green thing says I got a lot of battery.
Lots of battery, okay. Yeah. And you guys just had the four people on board, right?
Right.
Okay. Hey. Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. I don't know. Let me see here. But that person's unconscious, so we can't verify for sure. Okay, we're getting help to you, okay?
Right. You there, Paul? Yeah, everybody's here and talking.
Okay, everybody's... Who's not conscious right now?
So Warren...
Okay. Is anybody there? Are they sure? Anybody there sure of his last name?
What?
Do we know where we're going?
No.
No, okay.
Not to be sure.
Take over his IC for now, and as far as I know, 7800 North Waterman. I got 129 over in the Waterman Silverbell area, but you're not seeing anything.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I got it. I ain't moving.
Yeah, I don't want you to move, okay? I want you guys to stay as stable as you can, okay?
No, no, right. We slid down the side of the hill.
How far did you slide down?
Say again?
How far did you slide down?
It's hard to say. I don't know, 100 feet maybe. I mean, it's really hard to say, I'm guessing.
200, 300. How many feet did you slide down?
I'm thinking 100, 150.
Just now?
No, that's before.
Okay.
They're just talking about what happened.
Okay, I understand you need to talk about it, and that's fine.
Right now we're safe.
Okay.
Evidently, just close there's a tree holding us up.
There's a tree holding you up?
Yeah, also concerned about the potential for fire.
Of course, with the brush. Do you see any smoke?
Not yet.
No smoke as of yet?
You see any smoke? Yeah, there's smoke.
There is smoke? Okay.
That's what they say.
So we have two inside and two outside, right?
Right.
Okay. What'd you say?
It is talking.
Okay. The beeping, do you think that that's the emergency beacon?
I think so.
Okay.
Not 100% sure, but...
Okay.
So far.
Okay. Is that Larry? Seems more awake. Okay, good. So, is he the one you're concerned with the internal injuries? Do you see any other signs of trauma on him?
I can't see him. I'm sitting in the back. I mean, yeah.
Not able to talk to you? Okay.
Play 20 questions.
Okay.
That's about all I can tell you.
Okay.
I've got a motor patrol unit that I just passed that way to come with me.
Are you bleeding? I know you said you think you have a broken wrist. Are you bleeding from anywhere?
No, I believe all I have is a broken wrist.
Okay. How about... Can you ask him? Okay.
Where the copter, the medevac is?
I don't have a direct contact with the medical helicopter, but I will certainly try to get you that information. Just bear with me. Hold on 1 second. I mean, don't hold on, but you're going to hear me talking to other people, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, where the medevac is.